CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news.
The province's top doctor announced that most remaining mask mandates will be lifted this weekend. In a statement yesterday, Dr. Kieran Moore says it will include on public transit. Masks will still be required in retirement and long-term care homes and will be recommended in high-risk congregate living settings like shelters and group homes. Directives for healthcare workers and organizations will also be revoked starting at 12 a.m. Saturday and be replaced with guidance on when masks should be worn in hospitals and other healthcare settings. Canada's Minister of Seniors, Kamal Khira, announced a new initiative called Age Well at Home. She says the program will help seniors stay in their homes for as long as possible by providing them with practical assistance for everyday tasks. Budget 2021 provided $90 million in funding that will be invested over four fiscal years, starting in 2022-23 for Age Well at Home. As part of the calls for proposals, organizations will be able to apply for funding for projects under two streams: in-home support pilot projects and scaling up for seniors. North Perth's mayor says the business community has resiliently bounced back from the pandemic. Speaking at the mayor's luncheon hosted by the North Huron Chamber of Commerce yesterday, Todd Kaysenberg challenged the community to strive for further innovation, including expanding digital presence, which goes hand in hand with more internet access, something that the SWIFT projects have been addressing.
We seem to be at the cusp of a significant blossoming of all the work that's been done, including by myself over the course of this term of office, to ensure that we get fiber to the home in as many places as possible, and fiber, of course, to the business is equally important.
With more broadband access being made available through SWIFT projects, Kaysenberg says every business will be able to thrive. A presentation was held by Bruce Power last night to update the community on their net zero initiative that aims to see no greenhouse gas emissions by the year 2027. Chief Development Officer and Executive Vice President Operational Services James Skoniak says their goal will be a large contributor in Canada's mission to achieve net zero by 2050.
Very clear that nuclear is needed to achieve net zero. And here at Bruce Power, with the work we're doing with our refurbishments, we're putting clean electricity on the system that is offsetting greenhouse gas emissions. And that's how we're going to fight climate change and provide that kind of leadership.
Skoniak adds a one-of-a-kind isotope production system was installed in Unit 7 earlier this year, and they hope to make an announcement regarding its progress later this year. Two teens are facing a combined 100 charges in a series of carjackings in Toronto and the GTA. Toronto police announced the arrests yesterday. They say the pair tried to steal 12 cars between May 15th and May 26th, including six in one day. A handgun was used in the carjackings. Police say the vehicles were not high-end but were stolen to be used in other crimes. 19-year-old Tyleek Jones of Toronto is facing 44 charges. A 17-year-old who cannot be named is facing 56. In sports, Listowel native Corey Connors leads the Canadian charge at the RBC Canadian Open near Toronto. He tees off at 7:13 this morning and is one of 20 Canadians in the field. The first trio tees off at 6:40. The Toronto Blue Jays couldn't get the sweep in Kansas City, losing 8-4. Starter Yusei Kikuchi didn't last an inning, allowing three runs in the first. Toronto went through eight pitchers. The Yankees lost 8-1 to Minnesota, while Boston blanked the Angels 1-0. The Boston Celtics outscored Golden State 116-100 to take a 2-1 series lead in the NBA final. Clinton Raceways announced a roster change for the upcoming Legends Day race this weekend. Carl Jamieson is replacing Wally Hennessy in the Legends Day lineup on Sunday for the event. Jamieson has recorded over 1,300 wins as a driver. The $15,000 Legends Day trot is Sunday. Few showers ending early this morning, then a mix of sun and cloud this afternoon. Could still see some lingering showers. Breezy with a high of 18 today. Mainly cloudy tonight. Slight chance of a shower early this evening. Clearing late this evening. Some fog overnight with a low of 10. Patchy fog in the morning tomorrow, then sunshine. Few clouds roll in late in the afternoon tomorrow. High of 22. Increasing cloud tomorrow night, a low of 12. Sunshine Saturday, high 23. Sunday, cloudy showers and a high of 19.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on CKNXNewsToday.ca.